You're listening to WCRS Radio, Youth Beat Radio. This is Kat, and I'm coming to you guys, hoping you guys had a great Christmas. So how was your guys' Christmas? You can always update us and let us know by using our Facebook page, and that's Youth Beat Radio on Facebook. So I'd like to hear how you guys' Christmas was, and definitely tell me how you guys' New Year's Eve went. So I know there's going to be a lot of things going on for New Year's Eve tonight. A lot of people are going to church, and a lot of people are going to be partying and stuff like that. I know it's going to be crazy tonight, so hope you guys are going to be safe and warm, and definitely watch out for the roads. If anybody's old enough to partake in drinking celebration, make sure you're careful enough to basically get home safely. There are AAA rides home. They'll tow your car and they'll tow you home if you're too drunk for free. So if you are a AAA customer, actually, you don't even have to be a AAA customer. You can just call AAA and they will tow your car and yourself home for free. So I hope everybody has a really safe holiday tonight. What I'm going to be doing probably, I'm probably going to go to church. I got invited to a couple of bars with my friends. There's supposed to be a really big neon party tonight too, where you buy like a bunch of neon stuff and glow sticks and things like that. And people are going to be wearing like high neon color clothes and, you know, body paint and stuff like that, which is a little much, but you know, if that's what people like, then that's what people like. So, what I want to talk about today is just basically what happened all through 2012. So we've had a lot of crazy things going on, and I'm happy to say the world did not end on December 12th, and it did not end on December 21st. I know a lot of people were really scared about it. A lot of conspiracy theorists were talking about the Mayan calendar and how it ended on December 21st of this year. And I'm not even going to lie, I got a little bit nervous myself. I really did. Even though you try to maintain your composure and tell yourself, oh, it's really silly, it's really stupid, I got a lot of people texting me and telling me, oh, you know, the world's supposed to end. It was all over TV. Nat Geo had a lot of shows about the Mayans. So it was a little bit hard to maintain my composure and maintain my faith that it's just a bunch of hoopla. So there were a couple of things that happened this year. We had a lot of tornadoes in the Midwest, especially in little parts of the Midwest, and there were like several tornadoes in one day, so that was kind of scary. I remember actually earlier this year, we had a really bad storm where everybody's power was knocked out here on campus. I didn't have power for like 2 days, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was just in for it. No phone, no TV, no internet. It's all the things that you think, well, we don't have power, let's do this. And then you remember, oh man, I need power to do that. Me and my friends, we were sitting around. We were like, hey, well, we could at least cook and, you know, have a meal and sit in the house with candles and play games and stuff. But our stove was an electric stove, so we couldn't eat. So we had to eat out for 2 days, which it doesn't sound like a lot, but once you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 2 days at McDonald's or Wendy's or wherever you like to go, it starts to add up. So I probably spent about $30 in just 2 days for fast food. And as a broke college student, I know my other college students know that that's no fun. It's no fun at all. Make sure you listen to Youth Beat Radio every Monday at 7:30. And, yeah, I really hope that you guys are going to have fun. So what else happened this year? We had a lot of people talking about like radioactive winds coming from Japan, the earthquake that happened last year in 2011. And we were supposed to get a little bit of the radioactive material over the next 2 to 3 years, but supposedly scientists predicted wrong and they miscalculated, and supposedly we're already getting radioactive activity And, you know, a lot of conspiracy theorists are saying that it affects, it will affect, like, the fishing industry. It will affect whales and fish and dolphins and salmon and marine life. And it really, really sucks. That's scary. And then we also had a lot of stuff going on. We had the election, and I know that people are really tired of that happening. Well, they were. I was really sick of hearing about it, too. Because this was actually my first voting experience. I wasn't old. I had turned 18 right after election in 2008. So it was really kind of a bummer because, you know, it was a really historical type of election and I really wanted to participate in it. But I was excited to see how it would turn out. And this year I got to vote for the first time. And actually, I had a really tough time deciding who I was going to vote for. So, and I know a lot of people did too. So we've already covered, let's see, we've already covered the election, we covered tornadoes and radioactivity, we covered the fact that we're still alive and that we didn't die on the 21st or the 12th. Actually, it was really interesting to see how many people were shopping for those days. It was kind of like, wow, are you serious? But I got a lot of people, like I went to Kroger one time and I was talking to one of the cashiers and she said the lines were crazy like a couple days before the 21st, just that not only were people shopping for Christmas, but people were shopping for the fact that they may not have any food later. And I thought it was funny, but it also kind of made me wonder, like, is there something really going to happen? Nah, but I'm glad it didn't. So anyway, moving forward. We had a lot of stuff going on with, like, celebrities and things like that. Adele had a baby. I know a lot of people probably don't care, but I love Adele. And she had a new baby boy. And I was excited about that because, I mean, I've been a fan of Adele for many, many years. And it was very, very exciting. Then we also had a tragedy in Connecticut where those children were killed, and it was extremely devastating to hear about that. I know that there are a lot of parents that are bummed right now, and they're going to be bummed for a long time because they're going into a new year without their children. And so I definitely participated in the moment of silence for them. There's a lot of campaigns and a lot of donations going out to parents who are not going to be able to work for a while and, you know, stuff like that. People were making meals for them and buying them gifts and sending flowers and stuff like that. So it was a good turnout for people to help. But from that, then we have all this stuff going on now about whether or not there should be gun control and whether or not there should be tighter gun control. We already have gun control, but tighter gun control at that. So, I mean, it just goes for people to say whether or not it's something that, you know, whether it should happen or not. And I don't know. I just thought it was kind of, it's a tough situation because you never really know exactly what should you do, what can affect everybody the right way. And then we had, you know, the death of Whitney Houston, and that was extremely sad, which happened, I want to say it was earlier this year. I thought maybe I'm wrong. but then we have a lot of other stuff too. But anyway, let's move away from some of that stuff. And I just would, let me talk about maybe the fact that since tonight is supposed to be New Year's and a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions, what are some of you guys' New Year's resolutions? You can always tell us on Facebook. There's probably going to be a little bit of a forum or a little bit of a discussion about New Year's. But me and the producer of the show, Christy, we were talking about our New Year's resolutions. And also Jen, she was talking to us about it as well. And come to find out, we have all come to the realization that, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions and they fail. Last year, my New Year's resolution was probably, I think it was eating right and exercising every day, or at least 3 times a week. I remember saying, okay, well, I'm going to work out. I'm going to make sure I do something active every day. And then I did that for probably about a month. And then come February, okay, I'm going to work out at least a couple times a week. And that probably lasted, I want to say, probably another couple weeks. And I just quit. And it sucks because I really wish I would have been able to do it. I really do, but this year, I think I'm just not going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm just going to say I'm going to try my hardest to be a better person. And that's that. What are some of the good movies that came out in 2012? I definitely want to say The Dark Knight Rises. That was a good movie. I really liked that movie. I saw The Campaign just recently, and even though some people were telling me how stupid it was, I thought it was hilarious. You know, you have Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. You know, I always have a hard time, like, actually pronouncing his name, so didn't really work out that well, and I know it hardly ever does, but that was a really good movie. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, I was cracking up. And then we had a lot of stuff going on in sports and stuff like that this year. Our football team was 12-0. We even named a street, Lane Avenue, 12-0 Row. And, you know, some people think that's really extreme, and it kind of is, but you have to know, you know, it's just the Columbus thing. Like, people love OSU sports. People love high school sports here. I know there's a really big fan base for, like, the Upper Arlington School. There's a big fan base for a lot of, like, middle school sports and stuff like that. And I'm a big fan of sports in general, but I'm especially a fan of college football. And I was really sad that we couldn't go to the bowl. We can't go to any of the bowls this year or the championship games. And speaking of sports, there was a big trial and everything for Penn State. And, you know, people are still angry about that, too, just because, you know, Penn State is a really good school and their sports was great. And they can't go either just because of something that happened, you know, with their coach and things that were happening with their staff. So I don't know if that's fair to punish all the students for that. Just like, I don't know if it's fair to punish all the students at Ohio State because of that. And I really think it's questionable. It's questionable. But yeah, so I know a couple of people, their New Year's resolutions were, one of my friends said that her New Year's resolution was to lose weight. And she sounds like she's really going to do it, but I know how hard it is to do it if you're, you know, if you're busy all the time. And that's part of everybody's problem with losing weight and stuff. It's just that you can't really take the time you want to eat right. I mean, I know I'm very guilty of buying microwave meals and stuff like that. And it's hard, you know, if I'm running out and I'm on my way to class, I might grab a Pop-Tart. And I'm not eating a really good breakfast. I'm not eating breakfast at all, really. And then after that, I'll eat a frozen pizza for dinner. Mind you, the entire pizza. So, I mean, I know I'm guilty of that. And then another couple people, their New Year's resolution was to get really good grades. And I think that should be my New Year's resolution because I'm more, in college, I was more focused on my social life. And I'm not saying that my grades are horrible or anything like that. They're really not. But I should focus more on my grades just because I know that I'm a senior and I'm going to be graduating this year, 2013. I'm so pumped about it that I'm going to be a graduate from The Ohio State University. And then it's going to move on to the next chapter in my life. But I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is our little secret, but I'm a little bit scared to graduate. And I know a lot of people are like, why are you scared to graduate? I've had my dad and my aunts and everybody tell me, oh, okay, you should be excited and you should be pumped to graduate. This is going to start a new chapter in your life. And I was talking to one of my friends last night, well, a couple of my friends last night. One of them already has graduated, and then the other one, we're the same status. We're both seniors and we're supposed to be graduating. But it is really scary because we have student loans and there's such a big graduating class that, you know, what happens when we go from this transition to the next one? So, I mean, that's something that I've been thinking about quite a bit. And that's something that that really scares me a bit. It's exciting, but it's scary because I know that this is a big accomplishment. I've gone all these years with just, you know, being in school. And straight out of high school, I went to college and I started a whole new life here, made a whole new group of friends and, you know, moved from one city to another. And actually, I went to one of the regional campuses, so I've moved from city to city twice now. So it's a little bit unnerving, I guess you could say, because when I graduate, I want to move from Columbus, even though I absolutely love Columbus. I want to move somewhere else, somewhere that has like a lot of nightlife for recent graduates, young, you know, early 20s and middle 20s, something like that, that has just a really big nightlife, a lot of stuff to do, young professionals and stuff like that. And so it's like, what happens next? I should be applying for a lot of jobs now. And it's really exciting because like now I'm not pushed or confined to a certain amount of jobs. Like in college, I've mostly worked like retail or radio or something like that. Something that, you know, my experience level is in those categories. But I've went 4 years to basically try to figure out, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be in my life. And I've put 4 years into what I want to be. And I just hope that when I graduate and I find a job in that category that goes with my major, that I won't be disappointed. I think that's my biggest fear, is finding employment. And then once I find employment, will I really be happy with it? So far, my major seems like it's something that I'm gonna really love in life, but it's also very scary because, you know, you never really know how things are gonna be, you know, once you actually have to rely on that job. Like for now, you know, it's just school, I'm studying it, I'm learning about it. But then when I have to put all these skills that I've learned into application, am I really going to enjoy it? Am I going to enjoy it when I'm dealing with real people in real situations and I'm responsible for some people's well-being? So, you know, I'm going to school for communications and I want to do something along the lines of crisis management or something that's going to help people in tough situations where I can, you know, kind of help, whether that's in the courts or whether that's mediation of some sort or publicists. My dream job is to be a publicist. And that means I would have to go to a bigger city or, you know, a city with a good sports team or college or something like that. You know, like Ohio State, we have a lot of publicity, and I could do something along the lines of sports publishing or sports publicity, something like that. And then you have all these people that are going into, you know, like big different leagues of sports too. So that's something that's really interesting to me. So it's kind of along the lines of being an agent or a manager or something. So, and then I have to think about whether I want to go to grad school, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's enough about me in school. I know I've rambled along about that for a little while. And I don't know what's going to happen. But the one thing I can say is now that it's a new year, it sounds very cliche, but this is a new opportunity for somebody to change their ways. You know, whether it's you don't want to have a potty mouth anymore, or you want to lose weight, or you want to eat better, or you want to get closer to your family. You know, this is a new year, and this is the last day of the year. So everything that happened this year, whether it was good or bad, you could put it behind you. So I would be really interested to know what everybody is planning on changing for 2013, or what are your fears for 2013? I've told you about some of my fears. But I know from experience that a lot of people's fears is that, you know, things might change dramatically. I mean, because we've this year, since, you know, it was supposed to be the end of the Mayan calendar and it's supposed to be the end of the world as we know it. What does that mean? Are we going into another dimension? Are things going to change? Is there some type of new evolution among the human race that we don't know about? And I know I'm probably thinking all outside of the box and stuff like that, but there's also been a lot of supposed UFO sightings and stuff like that. And I know I'm probably sounding a little crazy to some of you guys, but I mean, you do have to wonder what's going to happen. What are people going to think about? What are people going to do and what's going to change? I know there's going to be people that are graduating from high school this year, and so they're going on to college. But one thing that I hope that changes for this year would probably be to live closer to my family again. My family is out of state, and they weren't out of state. I mean, we originally were from North Carolina, and since I've been in school, my family has moved back there. So now it's kind of like I'm here in Ohio all by myself, and, you know, I don't have any family here. So it's kind of like, okay, maybe this is a new opportunity for me to move and go be with my family. And that's something that I really want to do, or at least be able to go see them more. Because right now I can only see them a couple times in a year. I talk to my mom every single day. I talk to my sister and my brother and my dad every day, but I don't get to see them except for like FaceTime or Skype or something like that. Uvu, Tango, you know, that kind of thing. But it's nothing like actually hugging your family and speaking to your family face to face and eating dinner with them and stuff like that. So I would be interested, like I said several times, to know. You can find us on Facebook, and that's the Youth Beat Radio on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. And then you're going to see a lot more of us around the city this year, too. I think Youth Beat Radio, we're going to take off even more. I mean, because we have a good audience now. But we're expanding. We're expanding our horizons right now. And I hope that we expand our horizons toward more of the arts and more of, you know, sports and more hosts even, and, you know, personalities on the show. That would be exciting. And also, what you guys could tell us on Facebook is, what would you like to hear from us on this year? What would you rather see us do, and what would you like to listen to? So we can have, like, you know, a little discussion on Facebook. I'm going to be posting a couple things on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Youth Beat Radio. Contact us and we'll work with you and we'll talk with you and we'll figure out what's best if we can, you know, find time to talk with you or have you on the show, things like that. That's what we're interested in. So please, you know, keep listening to us. We thank you for listening to us through 2012. And we hope that you continue to listen to us through 2013. And furthermore, you're listening to Youth Beat Radio, WCRS-FM. This is Kat, and have a happy new year. You've been listening to another episode of Youth Beat Radio. You can find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu and on Facebook. You can email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. I'm your host, Kat, and thanks for listening. Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from the Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.